This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box, 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. Charlie Marlowe, Jim Huer, Brian Hoffman, and Plowboy. This is what version of Gloria? Italian. Yeah. Oh, makes perfect sense. As we welcome in one of our favorite Italians, probably my favorite Italian, live from Boston, Frank Cusimano with this rinkside report. Frank, what's up?
I lean towards Stallone myself, but I appreciate the compliment.
I meant just like an Italian that I know, though. You know, I could name a famous person, but I feel like I know you as a friend, Frank. I say that with love. So we had Curbs on about, a half an hour, 20 minutes ago, breaking down the whole Chara on the ice. Give us your pulse of the skate there for the Bruins as Chara has kind of pulled a little bit. I don't want to say Willis Reed yet because it's not the game, but he's at least out there giving it a go.
Yeah, and I think, you know, there's certainly skepticism. Is this a decoy? Is it, had the Blues thinking about other options? But we just got out of the Bruins locker room, and you certainly get the impression from them, and then Brad Marchand was just on the podium, that this guy's playing and they fully expect him to play. They go back to his background and the way he grew up and 42 years old and being the toughest guy in the league. And I think they're fully expecting him to play. And I tell you, we've seen some like big moments in sports. And believe me, you know, I'm not rooting at all for Boston, rooting hard for the Blues, but this place will be just nuts. It'll be insane. And that's why I really believe the key to this game for the Blues is could be the first, you know, 6 or 7 minutes, because the way this roof's going to come off when that guy's on the ice, they're going to have some energy.
Frank, in terms of the locker room, either for the Blues or the Bruins, do you get a sense of desperation or is it a calm?
Well, I think the Blues, yesterday was interesting during the skate and then the locker room stuff. The Blues were much more relaxed and much more, you know, really feeling good about things, you know, than the Bruins. There's no doubt about it. But it's the crazy thing about this series. It's just so easy to figure out. You play a bad game, then you play a great game. You play a great game, then you play a bad game. I mean, I'll tell you what, you know what's really amazing, too, is like Jordan Binnington, who has been, you know, let's face it, God with a small G for the St. Louis Blues. But the bottom line is, after a win in the postseason, he's 6-7. I mean, if you're a bettor, I know Charlie doesn't gamble at all. You would think, hey, Bruins just had a really bad game, so they're going to play a good game, and I'll bet on the Bruins. So,
yeah, I know that Martin's been talking a lot about this too, but I think it's interesting. Ryan O'Reilly was the Blues' best player for the regular season, and then it seemed like throughout the postseason here, we weren't talking about him as much. Obviously, in the previous game, he gets the Blues started with the goal 43 seconds in. He has 2 goals. And then you look at the points, though, and he's got 18 points. He's tied with Jaden Schwartz for the most points in the playoffs for the Blues, and he's kind of done that quietly throughout the playoffs.
Yeah, when he had that, I guess, that second goal the other night, and Chris Kerber mentioned that stat on KMOX radio, I think all of us were like, what? I thought this was a guy who's supposed to be tired. I thought this was a guy who's supposedly injured, and yet he's now tied for the postseason lead in points. I do think it's kind of cool because we're all like fathers, and Brian will be a father soon one day. The whole father aspect with his dad. I mean, here he's got this world-class coaching and maybe the best coach in hockey, Craig Berube, and yet he's going to his dad sometimes now, you know, for thoughts. Hey, what am I doing? And his dad is coaching him up even in the postseason.
Frank, I don't know if you saw the video, but I didn't really know the whole backstory with the dad until recently here, where he's doing some interviews and all that. And there's some videos that have been put out by NHL.com and all that, where his dad has Ryan go through these workouts where he's on a balance beam, and he's bouncing a ball on the stick, and he's got his knees on a balance ball, kind of like trying to stabilize his core while he's juggling and doing all these things. I mean, they're crazy workouts.
Yeah, and so, you know, athletically, I don't know if he's any better than anybody else, but skill-wise, because of all this attention to detail and his dad being kind of a state-of-the-art coach, it's really cool to kind of watch him sometimes in practice, like we're watching him right now in the skate. And just, you know, it's like Tiger Woods juggling a golf ball 5 times and then hitting it 150 yards. these guys' skill level, especially a guy like Ryan O'Reilly, just off the freaking charts.
Frank, it's your second trip back to Boston for this final. In terms of the excitement in the city, how does it compare to what we're seeing in St. Louis?
I don't think it's quite the same. I mean, when you've won 12 world championships in the 21st century, you can't be as excited about the 13th one, you know, as the Blues, as St. Louis would be about their first title in 52 years. I mean, they're fully expecting, you know, a celebration here, because the way they're looking at it is, hey, the Stanley Cup Finals now 3 games, and we got 2 of them here in Boston, and we also have more Stanley Cup experience. So, I mean, they're fully expecting it, but I think in terms of, like, excitement and you know, really a pumped-up town, there's no question St. Louis is more into it.
We're talking with Frank Cusimano here on the Hollywood Casino Press Box, 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com. I know we're all homers here, obviously, wanting the Blues to win, thinking they will win. And you mentioned gambling earlier. I'm looking, though, at just the odds, and it kind of surprises me that Boston is still a favorite in the way that I would think it would be more of a toss-up. And I know there's been no momentum carryover from game to game, but, man, the way the Blues finished in Game 4 and some injury problems with the Bruins, it would not surprise me at all if the Blues won this series. I'm actually surprised. I know that Boston has home ice, but that they're still a relatively heavy favorite in the series.
Yeah. Boy, I agree with you, Chuck. I mean, if somebody forced me to bet on this series right now, I would still bet the Blues. I don't know if the Blues get it done in 6. But, yeah, after you know, it's certainly trending the Blues' way right now with the injury issues of Boston coming off that galvanizing Game 4 performance. Yeah, I would definitely lean towards the Blues if I had to make a bet. But I wouldn't make a bet because I don't have a great feeling either way.
How about the national media? I think you talked to Barry Melrose yesterday. I saw that on one of your reports that he's going the way of the Blues. Is there a feel with the national media on where this thing's going?
Well, it is interesting because Barry, I believe, and he's about 10 feet away from me right now, picked the Bruins to win the series. And then yesterday, after a game, you know, after what we saw in Game 4, he likes the way it's trending for the Blues. And you also have that, you know, that stat where the Blues are 6-1 in games 5 through 7. And because of this physical style, Jim, they just beat teams down. And they pay up, the other team pays a price as we get later in the series. So, yeah, I think, you know, if you were to ask, like, you know, the Pierre LeBruns and the Barry Melroses and some of these national hockey people, I think they would go the Blues way.
Frank, we had Curbs on, and I forgot him. I'm bad at my job. I forgot to ask him for his pick to click. I know he was real hot with the pick to clicks, especially earlier in the postseason. I'm not sure if he's been as accurate. It's a tough, you know, here in the Stanley Cup Finals. So give us your pick to click for tonight, Game 5.
My pick to click, and Brian will be playing this tomorrow morning on the press box because this one will be nailed.
Uh-oh.
David Perron. You know why?
Oh, why?
Because we interviewed Ryan O'Reilly one-on-one for our pregame show before Game 4. Well, what happened? So now we're interviewing David Perron one-on-one, and I just got a good feel the Frenchman is going to do it tonight.
Okay, so Frank, we timed you because in the previous segment we were wondering, somebody actually texted in and said, what's the over-under and how many seconds before Frank mentioned food? And our rule was that we couldn't bring it up ourselves. And now because we're closing up this interview here, I did time it. 8 minutes and 21 seconds have gone by. You didn't mention food at all, so now you can. I know you got the lobster tonight, right? Or
yeah.
Also,
I have confirmed.
Okay.
It is 5:30 Eastern time. Lobster tails, all you can eat for everyone in the media. Wow. I've given the story to Martin and to Mo. We're all excited about it. Tom Stasiak trying to set a personal record of maybe 9 lobster tails consumed. The previous record was 8 in 2013 World Series.
What was dinner last night?
Oh, we went to La Conte, which is in the North End, and had a lovely eggplant parmesan. We had a little calamari. It's really one of the fine restaurants here in Boston.
And Frank, I can't remember if it was last night or the night before, but I enjoyed your tweet, and you said what? You spent the last how many years celebrating your anniversary with the lovely Monique?
Oh, that is today.
But is it, was it actually today?
It's today, isn't it?
Is it today, Frank?
No, it was yesterday.
Yesterday.
Today's the 6th, right? It was yesterday,
We're all losing track of what day it is.
But she understands, right? I mean, she's an understandable wife. She gets that. I mean, this is a once-in-a-lifetime story for the
Blues. And the anniversary's every year,
32 years, the first, the streak has been broken that I haven't looked in her lovely brown eyes to tell her I love her. Instead, I was looking at Tom Spacek's eyes and having a beer.
Well, he loves you, though. Frank, appreciate the time, sir.
All right, boys. Talk to you soon.
All right. Frank Cusumano, the host of the Hollywood Casino Press Box, right here, 590 The Fan, 590thefan.com, and yeah, a whole 8 minutes went by. Didn't mention food, so I felt like I had to bring it up myself there. Pick to click. David Perron. I like that. I feel like, because randomly, anybody tonight.
It doesn't matter.
Right, but I feel like in these finals, and Ryan O'Reilly's a great player, but for a guy like that to just kind of break out with a two-goal game, it would not surprise me if somebody like a Perron also did that.
I think my pick to click is my do factor. Jane Schwartz breaks through. He hasn't scored since his hat trick in San Jose. He's due.
He had an opportunity in the last game in the slot where he had one, and he shot it up high over the shoulder, and I thought, there's the one, and he didn't get it. Ryan O'Reilly came through, which you bring up that – I noticed that today, the O'Reilly points. You go, well, we've been going, hey, when's he going to – he's got just as many points as Schwartz right now. I mean
– 13 assists.
It is pretty amazing how you go through this stretch. There's 23 games now into this thing, and it is amazing how – four games, boy, this guy looks super hot, but we're so far into it, you may have forgotten, like you said, Schwartz was so good for two rounds. Now it's like, well, I need something from him now. Or it was Ryan O'Reilly. Remember, in the middle of this run, it was, boy, Tarasenko's doing, giving me nothing. And then he went on this streak where he has 16 points. Now, it really is, over the long haul, it's like you just got to keep pushing your way through, and eventually you're going to get your chance. And when you do, you got to take advantage of it. Petro right now has 15 points, which is the most points ever scored by St. Louis Blues defenseman in the playoffs. Yes, it's the fourth round. It doesn't happen very often. But just put that in perspective. He's having as good a playoff as any Blues defenseman ever in terms of points. And Parayko's got 12 points right now.
I was just going to bring up Petro, as you said, because I think through times in the playoffs, there have been some miscues defensively that have really stood out there.
Mm-hmm.
And so, obviously, you focus on that, but I think, like you said, it can go past you, even though he created two of those goals the other night in Game 4 with his shots, with the toe drag and then the big blast, and Vladdy cleans up and Ryan O'Reilly cleans up. But like you said, I mean, the guy has 15 points. He also has 13 assists, and he's playing basically 25, 26 minutes a night. And you're playing against the other team's top players for basically half the game. And yes, he's had a couple miscues, but also you are right now the most productive Blues defenseman in the history of a single postseason. I get it, they played more games, but still, that's pretty impressive.
It is. The Parayko has just been, look, you don't measure Parayko by points. You also have to measure, okay, what are their top guys doing? And the perfection line, as they call it in Boston, and I hope it stays that way, knock on wood, they haven't been dominant in this series. In fact, there have been times where they've just kind of not even been a factor in five-on-five. Part of that is Colton Parayko with Bouwmeester out there against those guys. And I think, I saw something from reading so many different things. I think it came from Boston. A Boston writer was talking about positives and negatives. And one of the written pieces was, boy, Colton Parayko's got to score more points for them to win this thing. I'm like, no, Colton Parayko doesn't have to score a darn thing. He's just got to keep shutting down the opponent, and they'll be fine.
Lots more hockey talk coming up later in the program. 10-1 here. We're going with the Hollywood Casino Press Box and the Midday Grind. We'll take a break, talk a little Cardinals baseball and National League Central with the big news of the Cubs signing one of the best closers in baseball history, Craig Kimbrel, to a 3-year deal last night. That's coming up next on the Hollywood Casino Press Box on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.